A coalition that's come together to support Oklahoma troops that are now overseas in many cases, and at the same time to promote Oklahoma agriculture, has announced that they're ready to ship beef sticks to Oklahoma-based troops that are now in Afghanistan. It's called the Beef for Battle Coalition. Members of the coalition include the Oklahoma Farm Foundation, George Huggins, who's a cattle producer and farmer from the Blanchard, Oklahoma area, Chickasha Meat Company, Schwab & Company, and Oklahoma State University's Robert M. Kerr Food and Ag Products Center. They're actually accepting cattle donations from producers around the state. This is being coordinated by the Oklahoma Farm Foundation, FARM standing for Farming and Ranching Matters, and this is a organization that's been developed by Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Thad Doy is ramrodding the project Beef for Battle for the Oklahoma Farm Foundation and the Beef for Battle Coalition.
At the end of the day, they're producing a small package of summer sausage. There's five or six sticks in it, about the size of a full-grown hand is what they are, and they're processed, ready to last for 6 to 7 months shelf life without any trouble, so they'll get there and we'll be ready to go.
Okay, so the idea is that this is a very portable form of protein for the troops.
Exactly. The protein project is always a good thing, and they can transport them, they can keep them, they can carry them in their packs. You know, they can get three or four at a time. It's not, you know, it's a meal for them to carry outside.
Who are these actually going to then?
They are going to the Oklahoma National Guard and the 45th Infantry.
So it's really going to be primarily to Oklahoma-based troops.
It is definitely going to the Oklahoma-based troops because we have worked very hard, you know, to get the insignias right and make sure we're shipping it to Oklahoma troops.
Okay, so as long as they're over there, you're going to try to continue the project.
And we will continue the project well after they're over. There's no reason troops in training every day, you know, on the reserve when a National Guard's training, they should have beef sticks from Beef for Battle.
We mentioned George Huggins, who's from Blanchard. It was his idea, and he came up with the inspiration, but then the perspiration to make sure that it actually came to pass.
The whole idea was, I always go up November, first November, go pheasant hunting in Nebraska with my cousins, and I haven't been able to go for the last 4 or 5 years. So she cut out a piece of McCook paper, says the ranchers and farmers were donating their venison for jerky for the troops. And I said, that's a pretty good idea. But I just dropped it. And so March, first week of March, in the middle of my sleep, the Lord said, remember how you felt when you was in the service and you were hungry? I said, don't remind me. So he said, don't let the boys go hungry. So the next morning I woke up and I said, how am I going to solve that problem? So I went down and talked to a guy named Marshall Dunn, an old rodeo cowboy from Oklahoma, who is now a big rancher down in Chickasha. And I asked Marshall Dunn, I said, Marshall, if I find some meat company that produces a good piece of beef that's high in protein for our troops, would you donate some beef? He said, absolutely. That's the least I could do. So before I left his front porch, I had 6 head. So that's how I got started. And then I just stayed pushed on it and pushed on it till I got it. I'm actually running 120 days late shipping.
But you got her done.
But I got it done. That's the main thing.
And you stayed on top of the local military officials to make sure you got the Oklahoma troops covered.
Right. We shipped out somebody's suitcase last time he went over to let them know what's coming. I want to get 2 shipments out by Thanksgiving so they can have it. And we'll get another one out in Christmas, before Christmas. We want to do a shipment every month. We'll ship somewhere between 24 to 4,000 pounds. So we should be able to cover all the troops.
If you've got an animal you'd like to donate, contact Thad Doy at the Oklahoma Farm Foundation, 405-523-2300. No animals, but you'd like to contribute a little cash to help with all the processing and shipping over to our troops overseas, Thad Doy's the man to contact as well. That number again, 405-523-2300. Ask for Thad Doy. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.